Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether this is your first time here or you've been here your whole life, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community, especially on this very exciting Sunday. It is a Fusion Sunday where we work hard here at the last Sunday of the month to provide an intergenerational and a little bit non-traditional way of worshiping for people of all ages. And today you have an extra special treat because our confirmation class will be joining the church this morning, and they have helped to plan the worship service, also the prayer stations, and the liturgy, and they will also be leading the service as well. So we are so glad to have them here with us, and we celebrate with them. We have a few announcements this morning. First, today, after worship, for those who are interested in learning more about the survey results that the GPS committee sent out a few months ago, if you'd like to hear more about that and have a chance to talk about those results, you are welcome to join us today in the adult lounge. There will be another survey talk back in June, so if you can't make it today. Also, summer music sign up for worship is up on the kiosk. So if you are interested in providing some of our music for this summer's worship, please get to that and sign up. We have a few other announcements this morning, but one more additional. If you are also in your bulletin looking at the Spiritual Journey's sacred spaces, they will be out in the hallway today for tickets and more information. Gary.
Good morning. I was told to keep this very brief. First day of ticket sales for the Red Wings game in July. See me in Fellowship Hall after worship.
Thank you. Awesome job. Jenny, can you do that too? Let's see. Up to you.
We are almost ready, and I am so excited. I need to let you know we have sold 66 spaces so far. We have 22 inside and now 45 outside to 45 different vendors. So we are doing very, very well. And I expect more this week. We still have some places for you to help. The sign-up sheet is out in the narthex. And if anybody has baby and children's clothes, we can use more of that. But we're swamped with books and jewelry. We're going to do great. Oh, and baked foods. We still need those. And we hope that you will be here. If you're not here as a vendor, come to visit and see what's going on. Come for lunch. Thank you.
First annual flea market. Thank you, Jenny.
Yes.
Good job with the announcement. Katie.
Senior highs, we are getting ready for our summer work camp at Mink in August, and your registration deadline is next Sunday. If you aren't sure if you're coming and want to talk more, come talk to me. If you are coming, get your paperwork in. And if you're also coming, we volunteer at the flea market. And so that is a required part of coming. So please talk to me or Bill DeCero. We'll get your shift figured out. Thanks.
And a reminder on this Fusion Sunday, there is no Sunday school today, though there is junior choir following worship today, which means without Sunday school, we have a great opportunity for all ages to be worshiping together. So there will be wiggles and giggles, and those are very welcome. And kids, you can do that too. We already know your parents wiggle a little bit. So if kids need to get up and walk around, please allow them to do so. We are all welcome in this space together to worship God. Let us do so.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. We enter worship once again this day, choosing to serve you, God, and no other. We enter as witness to one another to live out our baptism and grow into the body of Christ.
We
enter dependent on the Spirit to be with us.
Confession. Loving mystery, we have tried and succeeded, and we have tried and failed. When asked whether or not we will serve you, we confess to choosing other gods. We serve the God of what is easy, quick, and convenient. We serve the God of what works best for us. We serve the God of getting ahead and always being right. Forgive us when our words say we serve you, but our actions tell a different story.
Dear children of God, in our world, it is often hard to remember that God loves us just as we are. God loves us not because we are good. God loves us, period.
God loves us not because we are lovable. No, we are lovable because God loves us.
First reading of the Word.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old things that we have heard and known, that our ancestors have told us.
We will not hide them from their children, We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done.
We established a decree in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children,
that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children,
so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
Second reading of the word, Joshua 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight.
He protected us along the way that we went and among all peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God.
What a joy it is this morning to celebrate with the confirmation class and welcome these seven new young people into the life of this church as active members of Gates Presbyterian Church. Wow, this has been such a great group for Katie and I to accompany on what we call the amazing journey, faith journey. A few years ago, here at GPC, we started using a curriculum that we designed to move from a traditional learning method where, you know, the pastor teaches a group of young people, they look kind of bored, we kind of feel a little bored, and we're just talking about maybe what they should believe instead of what they actually believe. And so we moved to a more hands-on, experiential opportunity for them to grow in their faith as a community. And so each young person and their parents and their sponsors receive a packet full of activities to engage in. Everything from attending a Bible study, a trustee meeting, a mega meeting, to reading the Book of Confessions or the Book of Order, and believe it or not, the Bible, and reflecting on current events through their lens of faith. They also had opportunities to serve at St. Joseph or express their faith through art. It's so great because the confirmation class chooses what it is that they feel called to do that best fits who it is they are and how it is that they learn. And then their sponsors get to come alongside them on this journey of faith too. So the hope is that the whole class and this whole community together has a chance to explore our beliefs and doubts, raise questions, share the faith story, and nourish it in an ongoing way. And so part of the motivation for this shift in how we here at GPC engage the confirmation process is also to help these young folks and parents and sponsors, again, really all of us, learn that confirmation is not a one-and-done rite of passage, like graduation from Sunday school. As it turns out, Sunday school is a lifelong opportunity to learn. More importantly, confirmation is not a, well, now I've joined the church so I don't have to come anymore. Laughter. We talked a few weeks ago, or just last week, about these widespread cultural shifts happening in this country, describing this disestablishment and disengagement of Christianity at the center of Western culture, or in other words, less people coming to worship on a Sunday morning, less people calling themselves Christians or any faith at all. The fact of the matter is, we could talk and I could preach about these statistics every single Sunday, but that would get boring and a little depressing, and to be honest, just naming or ignoring whatever you would like to do, the trends, is not likely to change them. So why even bother, some ask? Why bother inviting our young people to participate in an amazing faith journey to celebrate their confirmation as members of the church at all? If some of them never choose to worship here or anywhere else in the future? It's a good question, isn't it? It might even be one that you've asked yourself. Now, when I was in college, which sometimes I like to think wasn't that long ago, but it was, I worked with a pretty evangelical youth group there for a very short period of time. And the answer, their answer to that question, why do we do this at all, was very simple. Well, we do this to save people from going to hell. I know, it's a word we're not supposed to use. But as I tell my children, it's okay if you use it in the context of church or place. But to be honest, it's not one we talk about very often around here. We don't. And the number of Presbyterians who actually even functionally believe in hell is also on a sharp decline. Another word we don't use very often, salvation. Doesn't get a whole lot of play in Presbyterian circles. When we meet someone, we don't tend to think first and foremost about their eternal fate. We as Presbyterians here at GPC don't do a lot of converting or proselytizing. We talk a lot more about commitment to inclusivity, welcome. Hospitality. So we engage people of other faiths or no faith on their own terms and seek out relationships and community rather than competition. And I think that most Presbyterians, most mainline Protestants in general, talk about the importance of ministry with youth, not for youth, but with youth and young people, not in terms of salvation or trying to avoid hell, but as a way to pass on our religious DNA from one generation to the next. Here, the sense is that families want to instill in their children and grandchildren positive values and some kind of foundational belief in God. As a church, we believe there is something valuable about our particular expression of Christianity, and we want to raise all our young people in this tradition. We want to ensure that this form of Christianity and practice continues into the future. When Joshua gathered the Israelite people at Shechem, very good job, the first thing the people did was tell their story, that it was God who brought the people from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery. They recounted the great signs of God and the protection that God offered. They told their story. Not as a history book of facts that they had to memorize, or even a list of creeds that they had to adhere to. They told their story as a reminder that they, along with all of us, have a choice. And faith is about more than a one-and-done choice. Faith is a choice we make each and every day by the way we live our lives. This day, who will you serve? Joshua asks. The question wasn't a threat or a warning or a judgment or a possible prediction of doom and gloom. It was a question for the people of God, who were living in the midst of great change and transformation, of what it meant for them to be the people of God in the world, to practice their faith in the world. And we too are living in a time when our religious practices, beliefs, and churches are changing. And we might try and convince ourselves that it's the end of the church, but I believe that God knows something else. And so does our confirmation class. That God is present in their lives and in the world. that as they have heard the stories of faith through scripture and confessions from their time with all of you over the last year and throughout their lives, that they have the opportunity to continue to choose a faith that empowers them to follow God into an unknown future, guided by the Spirit and Jesus' vision of a new heaven and a new earth. Choosing faith is about more than just offering one set of options, or keeping religious institutions around for a few more years, or offering rote memorization of creeds and confessions or even scripture passages. It's about more than just carrying on traditions for the sake of the traditions themselves. Choosing faith is about participating in God's ongoing story in the world. Like these young people, and like so many of you here this morning, I love this place. I love this church, our history and stories, our traditions, and I love the way in which we choose to live our faith beyond these walls in the world each and every day. And I believe this confirmation class is also helping this church to write a new chapter too. Not just the next chapter of this congregation. People say, right, young people are the future of the church. No, they are the church. They are the Christian, the face of Christianity in America today, and they aren't waiting. This morning, this class is choosing the faith that God blessed them with and this changing world. And the best way that all of us this morning can fulfill the vows that we make in their baptisms, in all of our baptisms, is to pour everything we love about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and this church into them with our stories. Not with the expectation they will make all the same choices about how to live out their faith like we did, but rather with a trust and a love that they will make choices to tell their story, our story, God's story, and reflect that love in the world today. May it be so. Alleluia. Amen. So this morning, we have an opportunity not only to interact with the confirmation class, but also in some of the ways in which they have suggested that they have been practicing and learning their faith through the various prayer stations. Now, I love it that we have so many people with us this morning. That was not fully anticipated. But we also have some prayer stations that if they get backed up a little bit, you have a chance to practice a prayer station even while you're moving around or while you're seated. So for folks who are here for the first time, in your bulletin, you'll see a blue piece of paper. And on that blue piece of paper are listed out the prayer stations. The two that I want to call your attention to, one that's pretty familiar, which we normally have, which is choosing faith where we are. And if you would like to choose to stay in your pew for whatever reason, you are welcome to do so and to talk with your neighbor or to pray quietly or just observe the movement of the Spirit as all of the people are moving about. The other prayer station I want to call your attention to that does not have a location except for wherever you choose to be is the last one, choosing our faith together. So as you move about, we would ask that you introduce yourself to someone that maybe you don't know very well, Share a bit of your faith story or what you love about this church, or if it's your first time, a question you have about this church. It is fully inclusive and gives us a chance to share our stories very briefly with one another. So the music on the piano is going to begin. You have a chance to visit the various prayer stations for about 10 to 15 minutes. You'll hear "Jesus Loves Me" start to be woven into the music when we reach the end of our time together. Please return to your seats, and we will sing "Jesus Loves Me" together. So as you feel called and the Holy Spirit moves, choose faith and expressions of it.
I'm not sure. Thank you.
Amen. At this time, I invite the confirmation class to make their way to the communion table. I also invite their sponsors to come stand with them. And I also invite Laura Nolan, who on behalf of Session will present our new members. We'll let them get in place. It's like musical sponsors over here. Everyone got who they need? There we go.
Michael Hasenlop, Riley Marconi, Shannon Belt, Audrey Molina, Allison Cook, Sam Berkovich, and Chris Lewis are presented by the Session for the reaffirming of the baptismal covenant into which they were baptized. They now desire to profess publicly their faith and to assume greater responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world. I invite their sponsors and the Confirmation Youth forward. Welcome.
All right. We're going to have sponsors introduce themselves and also their Confirmation young person.
My name's Christy Stewart, and I'm delighted to say this is the marvelous Sam Berkovich.
Keith Hadley and Audrey Molina.
Tracy Berkovich and my friend Allison Cook.
I'm Chris Ullman, and I'm introducing Chris Lewis.
I'm Linda Sidori, and I'm introducing Riley Marconi.
I'm Chris Arcara, and I'm introducing Shannon Bell.
I'm Amanda Adams, and I'm introducing Michael Hasenlop.
We rejoice that you desire to declare your faith and to share with us in our common ministry. In baptism, you were joined to Christ, and within the community of people of God, you have heard those stories and learned of God's purposes for you and for all creation.
Hear these words from Holy Scripture. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
My friends, you have studied hard. You have examined what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and what it means to live out as part of the Presbyterian Church USA and here at Gates Presbyterian Church. So we now ask for you to publicly declare your faith by answering the following questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? If so, please say yes.
Do you intend to be his disciples, to obey his word and show his love? If so, say I do. Will you be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way, and will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? If so, say, I will.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you in all its richness. Whatever you are doing, whether you speak or act, do everything with gusto in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Creator. And with joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you to share with all of us in the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in Him. And as a sign of that welcome and joy with each other, let us clap our hands in joyful thanksgiving and welcome these new members. Congratulations. All right. And you guys can sit down. And hold on. Congratulations. Okay. We're going to do that first. Congratulations. Blessings. Congratulations. 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 And
Congratulations and blessings.
Amen. We now come to the time in our service where we get to lift up the names of the people we love and celebrate together. Where we get to share the joys in our lives and also lift up the concerns we have and get to share those with God and one another and gain support. So who has something they'd like to share today?
Hi, Sheree Barrett. Prayers for my mom's sister, Dolly Fagan, who was in a car accident a week ago, and we thought she had a stroke, but it was something called a vertebral artery dissection. So something I don't know really what it is, but it is time and rest will heal it, and we are grateful for that.
Amen.
Carrie Dykes, I'd like to ask for prayers for a friend of the family, Gabby Atkinson. She suffers from insomnia and depression and anxiety and is having some tough times with that. Thank you.
Dick Stewart, several of you have asked about our daughter, Sarah, who now lives in the Houston area. They are okay. They are not flooded out, but some of their friends and neighbors are. So I just ask you to pray for the people of Houston.
Marge Westfall, I'd like to ask for continued prayers for my granddaughter. She's back in the hospital again with another operation, and hopefully they'll be sending her to the Mayo Clinic very shortly.
Continued prayers.
Kay Harder, I want to thank everyone who has asked about my family in Oklahoma and Texas. They haven't floated away yet. I do have a brother-in-law in Houston. He's fine. Most of my family's in northern Texas and, of course, Oklahoma. There is a lot of flooding there, and I talked to my sister, and she said, I got to go walk my dog before it rains again. So thank you for your concern, and they, as I said, haven't floated away quite yet. So thank you for your prayers.
And that reminds me, the microphones can make their way back as well. For folks who are looking for a way to financially give and help provide some support for those communities in Oklahoma and Texas, you can get on the Presbyterian Church USA website, and through Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, you can do online giving there. So I wanted to offer that up.
My name is Bobby Mancini, and I'd like to give... I'd like to have prayers for my friend Aiden.
Prayers for your friend Aiden.
I know it's in the bulletin, but the Bernhards are having a really tough time. They had to remove his other leg. And maybe just a card letting them know there's lots of prayers coming. It would mean a lot to them. And you kids keep hugging the way you do. It's awesome.
I glad Quasdale. This afternoon we're taking Ione back to our house, hopefully for the best. She's progressing very well, and it's time for her to go back home. Thank you.
Tom Ward, just want to say that we have some great joy in that Omar Roushan graduated with his Master's of Divinity from Harvard Theological Seminary.
Sue Mancini, I would just like to say this is one of the most inspiring and wonderful services we've had here in a long time. I like to see the packed pews with all these butts on the pews. And I would like to say that we have, many times we've said negative comments about the youth that are coming up in this world. But we at this church know that that's not the case here. We have wonderful people. We have good sponsors. This church is alive and well, not the way with a lot of other churches, but this has been a wonderful service and a credit to everyone who had anything to do with it.
Thanks be to God.
Hi, I'm Chris Arcara,
I just want to say a very big joy this week as I was over at the new Children's Hospital at Strong that's getting ready to open and was able to see everything that it encompasses, and we are very, very joyful to have that in our community for all the babies and children. So that's a great joy that we can celebrate.
Let us also lift up Don Bernhardt, as was mentioned, but also the family of Karen and John Hall. Karen's mother, Phyllis, passed away. Let us pray together. Wonderful God, we sing our praises to you, for you have done marvelous things. You bring new life into the world. Your love is revealed in every healed and restored relationship. Remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to all your people, especially those we lift up before you today. We give thanks for our confirmation class and celebrate that they are part of our church family. Guide them with your spirit so that they may always follow your will and serve your people. We celebrate all those who choose to praise you and give thanks for the chance to be your children. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially for all whose illnesses leave them lonely and forgotten. Give us eyes to see you in our brothers and sisters. May we help to bring healing and wholeness wherever we go. We pray for the world you created and blessed, that the earth itself might be healed by our loving care. We pray most of all for your presence, that you would reveal yourself to us now and equip us for your service. This we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So I have about a dozen more of the Lord's Prayer bracelets and beads up here if anyone didn't have a chance to get one during the offering, or if any children or adults want to, come up and take them while they're here and get them gone. So let us joyfully celebrate God and with thanksgiving offer back to God a portion of God's abundance. Let us worship God as we receive the morning offering.
We dedicate these gifts to you, generous God, even as we dedicate our lives to you. Keep us true to our promise, that we may witness to you with all that we are and all that we do. Amen.
All right, John's got to make his way back around. I've got four more. I wish I had one of those T-shirt launchers, but I don't think these are going to fly very far. So make sure you grab them on your way out.
Enjoy your life, love God, and serve your neighbor, and know that everywhere you go, the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, goes with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.